Chapter 7, The End of It. Yes, and the bed was his own. The room was his own. Best and happiest of all, the time before him was his own, to change his wrong ways. "I will live in the past, the present, and the future," Scrooge repeated as he was getting out of bed. "The spirits of all three shall live within me. Oh, Jacob Marley, God bless heaven and Christmas time for this. I swear it on my knees, old Jacob, on my knees." He was so happy and so shining with good intentions that the tears on his cheeks were now tears of joy. For the first time in a very long time, he looked to the future with hope in his heart. "I don't know what to do," cried Scrooge, laughing and crying in the same breath. "I am light as a feather. I am happy as an angel. I am merry as a schoolboy. A Merry Christmas to everybody. A Happy New Year to all the world." And he laughed and laughed. It really was a great laugh. "I don't know what day of the month it is," said Scrooge. "I don't know how long I've been with the spirits. I don't know anything. I'm quite a baby. Oh, never mind, I don't care. I'd rather be a baby." And then he heard the church bells. Running to the window, he opened it and put out his head. No fog. Clear, bright, cold. Cold, fresh air. Merry bells. Oh, glorious, glorious. "What's today?" cried Scrooge, calling down to a boy.
"Eh?"
returned the boy.
"Why, Christmas Day, sir."
"It's Christmas Day," said Scrooge to himself. "I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night. They can do anything they like. Of course they can. Hello, my fine boy."
"Hello, sir,"
replied the boy. "Do you know the butcher's in the next street at the corner?" Scrooge asked.
"Of course I do, sir."
"An intelligent boy," said Scrooge. "Do you know if they have the prize turkey that was hanging up there?"
"What? The one as big as me?" returned the boy.
"What a nice boy," said Scrooge. "It's a pleasure to talk to him." "Yes, my boy."
"I believe it's hanging there now," replied the boy.
"It is?" said Scrooge. "Go and buy it."
"Excuse me?"
said the boy. "I mean it," said Scrooge. "Go and buy it, and tell them to bring it here. Come back with the man, and I'll give you a shilling. Come back with him in less than 5 minutes, and I'll give you half a crown." The boy was running like a shot. "I'll send it to Bob Cratchit's," whispered Scrooge, rubbing his hands and laughing. Scrooge quickly got dressed and went downstairs to open the street door, ready for the boy, butcher, and turkey. As he stood there waiting, the knocker caught his eye. "I shall love it as long as I live," cried Scrooge, patting it with his hand. "It's a wonderful knocker. Ah, here's the turkey. Hello, Merry Christmas!" And he paid for it all with a smile, and patted the boy on the head. "A Merry Christmas to you," repeated Scrooge, "and a Happy New Year." Scrooge left his house and walked down the street, dancing merrily along the snow-white streets. Wherever he went, it looked as if a new world had been born, where people greeted each other, smiled, and laughed out loud. He went to church and walked about some more, watching people hurrying along. He patted children on the head. He talked to the beggars and to the homeless. He looked into the kitchens of houses and up at the windows and found that everything could give him pleasure. He had never dreamed that any walk, that anything for that matter, could bring him such happiness. In the afternoon he turned his steps towards his nephew's house. And he certainly surprised him, and his wife, and their friends. Wonderful party, wonderful games, wonderful happiness. Scrooge enjoyed himself so much that he hoped Christmas would never end. But he was early at the office the next morning. Oh, he was early there. If he could only be there first and catch Bob Cratchit coming late. That was his plan. And he did it. Yes, he did. The clock struck 9. No Bob. 15:15. No Bob. He was exactly 18.5 minutes late. Scrooge sat with his door wide open so that he might see his clerk come into the office.
"Hello," said Scrooge in his angry voice. "What time do you think this is?"
"I am very sorry, sir," said Bob with fear in his voice.
"You are?" repeated Scrooge. "Come here, sir, if you please."
"It's only once a year, sir," begged Bob. "It will never happen again, sir. Please."
"Well, let me tell you what I am going to do," said Scrooge, watching Bob tremble with fear. I'm going to raise your salary."
Bob did not know what to think. He just stood there with his mouth open, not able to move a finger.
"A Merry Christmas, Bob," said Scrooge, as he hugged him.
"A merrier Christmas, Bob, my good man, than I have ever given you. I'll raise your salary. I'll try and help your family in any way I can. And we'll discuss your situation this afternoon over a bowl of Christmas soup, Bob."
And Scrooge meant it, too. He did it all, and a lot more. To Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became a friend to all, and his own heart laughed. May that truly be said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim once said,
God bless us, everyone!